Welcome back again, radio friends. Today we want to read from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, from verse 31. Luke 22, from verse 31. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." But he, Simon, said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you, both to prison and to death." Then he said, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny three times that you know me." Never put a full stop where the Lord puts a comma. Father, thank you for the privilege you have in this part of the world to preach your word and to hear your word without molestation. We trust that it will be so. It will continue to be so. In Jesus' name, amen. In the grammar of life, we need to learn the sentence structure of the Lord. We know that understanding sentence structure is very important for effective communication. We should use capital letters where the Lord uses capital letters and small letters where he uses small letters. For example, the Lord uses capital letters for our eternal well-being and uses small letters for our temporal or material well-being. By that I mean that the Lord emphasizes our eternal well-being and minimizes our temporal well-being. That's why he says in Matthew 6 verse 33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, the temporal needs, shall be added to you." The apostles understood this well, but way too many Christian preachers and teachers today capitalize material and temporal well-being, the same things that the unbelieving world capitalizes. We tend to say, "Seek first your material and temporal well-being, and the kingdom of God and his righteousness shall be added to you." We are reversing it. Our material well-being comes under what we call God's common or prevenient grace. It is called common because it is common to all. God makes it available to all, as he indicates in Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, "that you may be sons of your Father in heaven." This is Jesus speaking. "For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust." By the sun and the rain, he means temporal, material, physical blessings. He says God gives them freely to all, both good and bad, both just and unjust. We must never put a full stop where the Lord puts a comma. We have heard people say that a person's life has a comma. By this we mean that such a person has flawed character, questionable character, weak or bad character. Thank God it's a comma, indicating an incomplete sentence, not a full stop. When Adam and Eve sinned, God made sure that the comma that had been introduced into their lives did not turn into a full stop. That was why, after expelling them from the garden, he guarded the tree of life so that they would not have access to it. If they had access to it in their fallen nature, they would have remained like that forever. But know that God had already laid down the plan for salvation even before man came into the world. It was out of love that he prevented them from having access to the tree of life, which would have put a full stop to their sinful nature. When you put a full stop where the Lord puts a comma, you end up frustrating yourself. You end up being angry at what you've got, because you have arrived at a disappointing end. You've put the full stop there. Some of us have this experience with some members of our families, with our friends, with church members, even with our pastor. or pastors. We have this experience with our children. The Lord says that there is rejoicing when we resist the temptation to put a full stop where he puts a comma. In the parable of the shepherd, the Lord says, if one of his sheep strays, he will go after it, leave the rest, and when he finds it, he will rejoice. There is rejoicing when we arrive at the point where the Lord puts a full stop. But if we put a full stop where there is a comma, we have arrived at a premature end, and we will not be happy with what we have. How do we put a full stop where there is supposed to be a comma? One, when you fail or stop to pray for the one with the comma in his life, but instead you criticize, you gossip. Number two, when you fail to warn or counsel the one with the comma, so that this one will move from the comma to a place where there will be a full stop, a completion. Number three, when we allow our patience to run out and we give up. And once you give up, you've put a full stop where there is supposed to be a comma. The Lord saw a comma in the life of Peter, and he told him about it in the passage we read. He saw this comma that was coming into his life. But when Peter heard the master, he impetuously, as was characteristic of him, chose to put a full stop where the comma was supposed to be, claiming that he was okay when he was not. The Lord said to Peter, Satan has asked permission to sift you, that is to shake you up, to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith would not fail. Notice that the Lord did not bind or cast out Satan. He did not even pray against the sifting or the shaking of Peter. But he prayed for what Peter needed the most, that his faith should not fail, that his faith should not fail. What do you pray for much of the time? Where's your friend? Promotion? Life partner? Money? The death of your enemies? The Lord knew that the sifting of Peter by Satan would be good for him and his brethren as long as he kept his faith. And that was why he focused on his faith. You see why we need to know his will when we pray. Because sometimes we zero in on the things that do not matter that much. See the sifting of Peter. And I want to take you very quickly through the rest of that chapter, Luke 22. In those steps, you find the anatomy of a backslider. One, we find Peter rejecting the revealed word of the Good Shepherd. And that is Luke 22:31-33. He rejected the revelation that the Lord gave him. Don't do that. Some of us refuse or reject the revelation we find in the scriptures, but we will accept man's ideas. Step number two, Peter, we find him now, employing a wrong weapon. He employed a physical weapon for a spiritual battle. Look at verse 50. And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. Well, you say here, he says one of them, but if you read John chapter 18, verse 10, it tells us that it was Peter. Some of us employ the wrong weapon. Physical weapon cannot help you in a spiritual battle. And sometimes some of us use the weapon of the enemy. If you use the same weapon that the devil uses, he will beat you. Hands down, you use a superior weapon. That's why the scripture says the weapons of our warfare are not material, they're not carnal. They are mighty through God in pulling down strongholds. Step number three, Peter maintains an unhealthy distance from the Good Shepherd. In that Luke 22, verse 54, we're told that Peter followed him at a distance. Step number four, Peter makes himself comfortable in the wrong company. In Luke 22, verse 55, Peter sat comfortably with the rest of the people, enemies of the master, and he sat among them, warming himself, feeling comfortable. Step number 5. Peter does not only maintain an unhealthy distance from the master, now he denies him, and he denies him 3 times. I don't know him. I don't know what you're talking about. 3 times. But step number 6, you see, it's still a comma. Still a comma, not full stop yet. Peter remembers and repents. When the master looked at him, the Bible said he went out and he wept bitterly. And then finally, see, you don't put a full stop where the master puts a comma. Finally, in John chapter 21, after Jesus rose from the dead, he met them by the Sea of Galilee. And there in that account, from John 21, from 15 to 17, Jesus restored him. Because he asked him 3 times, "Do you love me more than these?" 3 times. Why 3 times? Because 3 times he denied that he knew him. The Lord restored him and said, "Feed my lamb." And then finally he said, "Follow me." Oh, radio friend, if you can only exercise patience and not put a full stop where the master puts a comma, you'll be happier. You'll be blessed. Whatever you do, never put a full stop where the master puts a comma. If you do, you'll miss his blessing, and you'll miss his blessing big time. Let us pray. Father, thanks for your patience, born out of your love, the many commas you put in our lives, until we arrive at the full stop when we are redeemed. Until you arrive at the final full stop when we are perfected. Let it be the experience of my radio friends, as many as have not yet come to the place where they will embrace the Savior. May you draw them, Holy Spirit, please. In Jesus' name, amen.